Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone. Ben here letting you know that we're making more space at Rusty Towers and looking for some new sound editors to move in. If you've got the audio skills and think you can make us sound great, then drop us an email at hr@rustyquill.com telling us a bit about yourself and any sound editing experience you might have. We look forward to hearing from you, wherever you may be, UK or abroad, and we're really excited to be able to add more people to our team. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy today's episode.
Hello and welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host Ben Meredith, and with me I have
Lydia Nicholas,
Bryn Monroe,
James Ross,
Alexander Newell.
I thought you were going to do a joke.
I was
again.
Going to, but then I was like,
there you go.
I'll keep you on your toes.
The old swapsy jokes. See. So we're currently in part three of our corporation game. You might want to listen to parts one and two if you like temporal things happening.
Not enough featured me.
Oh, fair enough. Okay then.
They all did though. They all did.
It's unlying. Yeah.
So yes, onwards with part three. We left our intrepid party currently in the Grand Hall. Hugo was driving around in a snowmobile.
A hover snowmobile.
Quiet Simon was butchering some people in the kitchen.
Invisible mime with a chainsaw.
Yep. We had Mr. Dr. Medic still in the security room, kind of orchestrating.
Having a waste of a time.
Things. Yeah.
Why do we have him with us?
I'm RPing as a haunted house.
Ivanka has just strode through the hole in the wall that she made by exploding the shield generator.
Yeah.
And Henrietta is having a slash in the ensuite.
Henrietta's a slash in the ensuite. That's actually happening. That's not happening. So, does anybody want to make me an opening gambit against maybe the angry agents that you have in the crowd? It's 4 Western Fed and 2 EI.
How many of the Machina lot are still outside instead of inside? Because currently I know there's 4, like, dirt bike kind of...
Yeah, so you got 4 of them on huge, great sort of war bike, snowmobile type track things.
Sure.
And then you've got maybe 15 or so milling around outside. These ones look like they're probably servile to the others, the way they're moving around and trying to help stuff. It looks like they might be setting up for some sort of siege.
Is there any security equipment outside of the building?
Yeah, there are actually some automated defence.
Okay, let's have some fun. I'm turning every single automated defence on in the entire building to attack everyone apart from my chums, my besties.
Oh. Yeah, we all really like you.
Because they're the best.
Okay, I suppose that occurs.
Did you not anticipate that happening?
Oh, no, I anticipated happening. I was like, oh, but now I've actually got to do it.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh, these dice are so heavy. I've got to roll them all.
I'm going to be the winner on the scoreboard.
Okay. I suppose that's going to be all of that.
All dice should be measured in handfuls.
Yep. Yeah. Brilliant, isn't it?
So is Doctor a family name? Or?
Oh, please don't call me Doctor. That's my son's name.
Yeah, that's right. That man managed to procreate somehow.
I used a test tube.
That's fair enough. Oh, dear.
Lovely, natural, and beautiful act.
Yes.
Yeah. Cloning is,
it's all the rage.
It's God's way. So the group outside are suddenly riddled with bullets.
Hooray!
And about half of them go down quite quickly, and the other half take cover behind their own defences. They were setting up for that way, but suddenly, oh look! So the tables have turned, and they're hiding at that point.
Subvocally, I'm helping.
Yeah. Inside the grand hall, two turrets descend from the ceiling and just start ripping through the crowd.
That poor crowd.
Although, you know, that was...
Party.
Not you, though, because I'm good. I'm helping.
Yeah. So...
Relax. The DJ.
Yeah. So the...
Split in half.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. The DJ is...
D on one side, J on the other. The two yeah. sides.
He's,
slap.
Guys, yeah. a moment of silence. He's dropped his last beat.
But yes, he was wearing like a comedy Christmas sweater with D and J on it. And it's just split apart.
Excellent.
Yeah, and about a quarter of the crowd has gone down. The competent ones, so the six that Hugo clocked, but Ivanka, just a mass of people.
Just a mass of people to kill.
Yeah, just a load of exploding possibilities.
I looked and all I saw was bullseyes.
Yeah. They have leapt behind various bits of cover. One of them got shot in the leg, but the others seem to be, again, pretty competent. So I need you all to roll initiative, which is a d10 plus your reflexes.
Quite so, I've been sitting in the kitchen. We have ignored this, right?
Yes. Yeah. There are no automated defences in the kitchen.
Sure.
Nice! 17.
13.
15.
14, 15?
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, I'm counting completely wrong.
Oh.
11.
Oh, okay, there you go.
I assume, like the rest of the system, lower is better, because I've rolled an 8.
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah. You need to change dice.
Probably. No, because I want more low ones, and these dice are now ready to roll.
Yeah, sorry, no,
all
sorry,
of you are
right,
just the worst.
I mean, assuming I haven't used up the low numbers. That's always frustrating.
No, I think I might have done that bit.
Fuming!
It's okay, I'll buy some new dice.
Right, anyway, bad stats aside, we're actually looking at Alex on the top. I'm going to actually say that was your action.
I'll allow that.
Oh, you'll allow it, will you? Oh, that's nice. How very magnanimous of you.
I think Ben, what you've got to realise is that he stated his action as turning the guns on everyone inside and outside the building, except the four of us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true, except for your friends.
What about you?
He didn't exclude the security system from going after himself.
Who puts a turret in the security? They did put a turret in the
security. Of course they did. It's the security room.
Well, I got...
That's a 7. It hits its 18. Yeah, you don't really get a say in that.
So why am I currently fighting a turret that I brought upon myself?
Yes. I'm going to allow you to have turned your shield on as well.
Oh,
actually, that's point.
So,
so it rolls 3d10 and your shield goes down because it deals max damage. So that's 30 damage and you have a 30 shield.
Well, see, that's really convenient for the maths.
Yeah, it is. Very convenient. Yeah, so your shield is gone.
Okay, cool.
This is what I mean about...
Can I then turn it off?
Yeah, that seems fair.
Yeah, you go...
Turn the turret off.
Yeah, so that was Alex's go.
See, what this is that I'm too good, so I'm having to get handicapped. I get it, it's fine.
Quiet Simon.
So Quiet Simon is still in the kitchen. Can you describe for me the scene in the kitchen?
Have you seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah, is this post-butchery?
That plus robots.
Okay.
There's gazpacho everywhere.
There is a lot of gazpacho. What's black and black and red all over. Oh, it's Quiet Simon.
Oh, now people can see your mime again.
Yeah. It's pretty grim. But you did it, so, you know, that's fine. Everyone in here is dead.
Okay. So the kitchen backs onto the main ball?
Yes, you have to go through a small service corridor, but then, yes, you get it straight into the grand hall.
In that case, Quiet Simon does that surreptitiously and assesses the scene.
Okay, roll me perceptual observation.
That was 13, and I've rolled 5, so I've beaten him by 8.
Excellent. It's chaos in here. You've got the 4 big Cult of Machina individuals up at the front. You've got Hugo scooting around in his hover, snowmobile. You have an awful lot of dead non-combatants, and then you do manage to notice these 6 people who have secreted themselves around the room. So there are 2 of them taking cover behind the dining table next to your door. There are 2 others on the far side of the long kind of banqueting-style dining table, and then there are 2 hiding behind the stage. They're covered from the door, but they have their backs to you.
Permission to make use of the moving spotlights that, of course, this room has to just pick them out. Just nicely with little "they're here" signs.
Yeah, go on.
Oh,
is it a disco ball? So they're bright colours.
Oh yeah, it'll swing between all of the colours. I mean, if anyone has any preferences, say.
Pineapple shaker treat.
Oh no.
It's so much more horrifying than any of the soundtrack for Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, like, it very much is. Yeah.
You couldn't tell by the way I walk, I'm a woman's name, now turn the top.
So, James, I think your chainsaw, what rate does it have?
1.
Is it 1? Okay, cool. That means you can move or you can fight with it. If it was rate 2, you could half move and then fight with it. So that's worth mentioning for you guys. So, you've made your move.
Okay.
You are now waiting to your next turn, but you have identified your targets and they do not appear to have seen you.
I'm not necessarily going to use much.
That's true. Would you like to use something else?
Quiet Simon is now in the doorway and can see these 2 crouching chaps with their stealthy Stetsons.
Oh, that's true. No one's still noticed you.
Yeah.
I just assumed by this point in the campaign everyone would know where they were.
No,
the chainsaw-wielding mine is still quiet.
Hasn't turned the chainsaw on yet.
They're directly in front of me, so I haven't turned the chainsaw on, so I'm going to sneak up stealthy behind them and use...
Do an assassinate.
Using my combat knife, which has a rate of 3.
Perfect.
To stab them both in the neck.
You can only get 1, because it's still their agent, so they take a while to get down.
Oh, right.
Okay. And rounds in this system are 3 seconds long. So.
Gotcha. Okay, in that case, I will stab 1 in the neck 3 times.
Perfect.
So I rolled 11 versus 19, so I beat
by 8. They only passed by 4, which means they fail. So you wrestle one of the Western Federation to the ground. His cowboy hat flies off askew as you bury the combat knife deep into his throat. So agents have blood clotting stuff, so they don't bleed too much, they can't bleed out. But you're ramming the combat knife into his neck and tearing open his throat. You see the sort of the blood syrupy, trying not to bleed everywhere, but the wound is just too horrible, and he gurgles his last.
Does he do it so stealthily that I maintain my undetected state?
No.
Grab onto his mate like...
So you are incredibly stealthy, you're not noticed. However, him flapping around as he dies...
Letting the sign down.
If Quiet Simon could speak, that's exactly what he would whisper.
Letting the
sign. Those are the final words.
He ruined everything.
Yeah.
I think I found Simon. Everyone's in there with
you. Okay. Yeah, you're watching on the cameras and you don't see anything, and then suddenly a Western Federation is just like,
looks like everyone's in the hall. Everything's going swimmingly.
No, I'm not.
So, Lid, you're on your slash initiative.
Well, I was just checking the ensuite quite a while ago to see whether there was anyone in there. While I'm in there, might as well.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing then I didn't find anyone in there.
No, you didn't.
I didn't have the murder anyone.
You did. Have a wee.
Great. Yeah. Sorted. It's good to have practical stuff observed. It aids the realism. So she's going to stroll through the enormous crater left by the bomb.
Yep.
And then start machine gunning the room.
Cool. What's the rate?
Ah, realistic.
Now you will have to enact that. However, I will allow you to knock the tripod down and set up so you will get...
Is she going to put a machine gun on it or a photographer?
Yeah.
Because that's what people are thinking right now with the screams and the bombs.
Oh, yes.
Right. She's a really dedicated photojournalist.
thank goodness. A combat photographer. Help us, please.
So that was Lid. We're now moving on to the EI agents. So they are going to actually attempt to shoot one of the Cult of Machina people because they are large and terrifying. One of them gives it a go and hits very nicely. And he is using his laser pistol, so not massively well teched up, but then he wasn't expecting this to happen. One of those. And the second one, I think, is going to take some shots at Hugo.
Fair. Yeah. I made a spectacle of myself.
You kind of did. So, that is a 7, which is a hit. That is a 5, which is a hit. And that is a 10, which is a hit. So they all come off your shield.
Yep.
So
shields are for the weak. You
so you will take 24 damage to your shield as the laser fizzes off of it.
All of the cool kids roll without shields.
Yeah. So that was the EI's turn. Not the most inspiring of turns, but hey, them's the breaks. And we go to Alice's turn.
Sweet. Okay. So I've come in through the big hole in the wall as well.
Yep.
I'm going to throw a frag grenade at these two guys behind the table here.
Nice. Okay.
Right, let's do that.
An explodey toady.
Indeed, an explodey toady. A frag grenade. Right. Okay, so that's 12, and I needed to get 21. So.
Yeah, and you pass by 4, which means you auto maximise that damage. So how much damage does it do?
3d6.
Cool, so that's just 18 damage to those guys.
Woo!
They haven't yet managed to get their shields up, which is a shame for them. Just,
there's a lot going on. I mean, the canopy bots are still flying around.
Pretty much.
Bonking into
just
people.
In the head.
So they both take...
Now is not the time for salmon rolls!
Everyone with allergies is getting really nervous.
Yeah, there's
just the satay dip away, please.
Just peanuts everywhere. It's a blood bath.
One of the Western Federation agents is going to turn. Actually, both of them are going to turn their guns on Henrietta and Ivanka, having appeared behind them.
Set up a tripod, lining it up for a nice shot.
And then, you know, they saw some people explode as well. That is a... You did get hit. You got hit by a plasma SMG, which does 66 damage. Oh, which is maximised. So 30 of it goes into your shield. Your shield fizzles, one roll over. And I rolled a 3, so 3 minus 2, 1. Cool!
Ooh.
Yeah. And the second
one... Shields are useful, guys. Shields are doing a lot.
Yeah, I wouldn't know, I didn't come with one.
And then, that's an 8 on Ivanka, which is another hit. And that is a normal SMG. So you take 5 to the shield, that goes down. And then you take 2 minus your armor.
So my armor's 4.
So you take
so
nothing.
So I take nothing.
Yeah.
So how dare they try and fire upon me?
The bullet is in midair, and you turn your witheringest glance on it, and it just. Falls out
like,
there.
Oh no, I don't
forget bullets. You should write the ambassador a sternly worded letter.
I will.
I came to a party like this in a brass casing.
What about the Western Fed one that's sitting next to Quiet Simon?
Just screaming. They had such a history, James. They had fought together, they had loved together, they had a family together.
So, She turns around and draws. It's only a combat knife, but it's better than nothing. And makes an attack on you. What's your close combat?
Chainsaw.
8.
Oh dear. So she's taking a minus 8 to this.
Chainsaw out of 10.
Yeah.
I feel like it's generally a successful roll.
It's one of those strange number systems. It works in base chainsaw. You get a chainsaw, you add 1.
Yeah, 1 too many. Yeah. Chainsaw.
Call that a knife.
Yes.
It's a chainsaw.
So as she swings it through the air, you see the crackle of plasma. So this thing will also go through your armor. However, you easily parry it with a chainsaw.
You rolled chainsaw.
I have the chainsaw out. The chainsaw was not.
You parry it with your knife. Sorry.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That's less cool.
We're not going to wreck on a chainsaw. Come on, it's ridiculous. So you parry it away with your knife. You're fighting somebody who's obviously a skilled combatant, but they're no match for you. Quiet Simon.
Because you're a mime.
Yeah. First rule of mime school.
So, Bryn, it's yours now.
I'm going to restart my hover snowmobile to present a moving target.
Okay.
That's going to work, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Because, my weapon has rate 1, but the whole point of the combat driver training is that I can still fire while driving.
Yeah, you'll be driving.
Exactly. So I'm going to restart the snowmobile, so I'm going to hit a moving target, and I'm going to shoot back the person who shot me. Because how dare he or she? That's a 19, which is a terrible roll, so I'm going to conviction a reroll on it.
Yep, that seems reasonable.
That's a 9. That's a much better roll. That means I hit by 8.
And you've got Master Weapon, don't you?
Yes.
You're going to drill a hole in them. Taking 4 off of that dice, so that did 2 instead of 6. And the remaining was?
A 6, a 5, and a 3.
Cool, so 2,
5 feet, effectively.
So a total of 10 plus the 8 excess I had on the previous roll.
18.
18 damage.
They're not a happy bunny.
It's an EIA job.
Not having a great time. So, at the end of this initiative round, Carla the Ambassador stands up from where you thought she'd been cut down, but she wasn't, in fact, cut down. She goes, "Wait! Wait! We need to hear a message from our sponsors!"
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're back, and the
Carla faints.
She faints. The Cult of Machina finished their dance number, where they very well convince you to go and buy whatever product or service is currently being sponsored.
Should buy 3 for my family and/or friends.
Yep, absolutely. Yes, and now back to the top of the initiative order. It is Alex.
Okay, are there any wirelessly accessible self-driving vehicles in this compound anywhere?
I mean, there's a fleet of hover snow bubbles.
How many can I hack at once?
Well, there were 6, weren't there?
Yes.
Ones being driven. 5?
5.
Yeah.
I am going to hack 5 hover snowmobiles.
Woo! Okay, well,
Christmas!
That's a wireless hack, right? So you can use your laptop instead of your neural hack, so you lose your bonus. But give me an intelligence computer's AI.
Okay. I need to hit 16. Double 7!
Well, okay.
It's your professional skill, isn't it?
Yes.
Nice. So that's a critical success on 5 snowmobiles. So the critical success was kind of allowing you to control 5 things competently, like
okay,
they're actually being driven.
Via subvocal. Hey friends, who wants a snowmobile? There's going to be snowmobiles. I'm then just going to drive all 5 into the main hall, through the hole that the machine has made, hitting everyone and everything I can, but still delivering all of my friends a snowmobile.
Be fair to him, mate, that is a lot of snowmobiles. Henrietta says to Ivanka. It's
a lot, yeah.
That's quite a lot of snowmobiles.
Nicely done.
So, as you're looking over at the Cult of Machina, still standing and posing in the doorway, having not really done much yet except for be a bit scary, and then the 2 on either end just kind of disappear underneath 2 snowmobiles apiece.
Yay!
Unfortunately, the central one goes straight through the middle of them all, so it goes through the doorway.
If
so,
any of the snowmobiles have a speaker system, they will be going om nom 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 whilst they do so.
They don't. But the snowmobiles careen into the crowd and start doing more nastiness to the normal battles who are just desperately trying to get out of the way at this point.
It's all good.
Well, they start being nicer to you.
It's all good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good, sure, good. That's what this is. James! What's Quiet Simon up to?
Quiet Simon, well, he's been grappling.
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
I think everyone wants to see your chainsaw.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Please. Get the chainsaw out for the lads!
Quiet Simon has been grappling with this. He parried the previous knife blow of the assailant next to him.
Yep.
He's now going to pull out the chainsaw and shove it through.
Bring a chainsaw to a knife fight!
Sure.
Yeah.
So, she's desperately going to be trying to defend herself from the chainsaw-wielding maniac.
Yep.
So, you are taking a 5 to your close combat as a penalty.
Okay.
To defend herself.
I've got something here. Scything Strike, which I think I failed to do last time. If kill, attack in range target as free action.
Oh, so yeah, actually, make me a quick attack roll, because you'll be able to do that on her as an addition to your assassinate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is 16, but I'm going to re-roll that using a conviction.
Yeah, sure thing.
It was a double, but it's not your professional skill. No, your professional skill is stealth.
Yeah.
Oh, 18 again. I'm going to use...
You can't do it more than once.
Ah, okay.
Once in a row. No, case. Unfortunately, you take your free attack and she parries that out of the way. So,
she's being a double doesn't matter.
Go, lady!
No. She's a competent combatant. Yeah, and
now make your
actual attack, please.
Okay, and this is with the chainsaw.
Yes.
He's like, yes, deal with that.
So what I might suggest is if you've been knocked back down to 12, you might want to spend a conviction now to add 4 to your...
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, so bump it up to 16.
Oh, which I do with ease. That is 8. So I exceeded by 8.
Right, so...
And how much damage does the chainsaw do?
2d10 plus 2 times strength.
Times?
No. Plus 2 times strength.
Oh,
2d10. God.
Plus 2 times strength. So roll your 2d10 that you've got for rolling damage. Yeah.
16.
Plus 14 for your strength.
Mm-hmm.
Is 30. Plus the 8 excess on the attack roll.
38. Okay, so
are you
familiar with Gears of War?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, they've got because it's Grimdark the future. They have chainsaws instead of bayonets on their rifles, and there's some lovely animations where you
put
it.
Chest high walls.
Yeah, put it in somebody's neck and just pull it kind of down until they're hit, and then they fall.
Is it What If War but too much?
There is definitely too much war. It's also What If gruffness and neck muscles but too much.
What if bro culture but too much?
But yes, you cut this woman in half. She puts her knife in front of the chainsaw blade and you just push through it. The dagger snaps.
You can take James just... away from Bertie, but you can't get Bertie.
Yeah, bisecting people throughout
the cleave
systems.
Was inside him all along.
But while this woman was alive, she was a strong, empowering female role model who I think we can all look up to for forging ahead in
the
workplace.
She was a Western Federation agent, which means that she was a propaganda-fueled zealot who killed people as much as you, probably. Maybe. She might have helped kids.
Is dead.
She's dead. She had a mixed personality,
maybe.
Right? Sometimes she was a bully, sometimes she was a saint. She was complex.
Yep.
Deep.
Like all of you, except, you know, Mr. Doctor.
I've got friends.
No, you don't. So
that sounded a bit too real.
Lydia, what are you doing?
Gonna get my machine gun on my tripod and mow through the crowd.
Yeah, cool.
I'm gonna mow the lawn.
There aren't many non-combatants left, no.
So, okay.
Are you going for anyone specific or just trying to get rid of the crowd?
Mow down the cult.
Yeah, go for it. You want to hit the one closest to you?
Yeah,
one
sure.
The right side of the road?
I mean, I want to be mowing.
You can actually say how many bullets go to which target, so you could split it 3 and 3.
That's really hard to fail now.
Yeah.
10.
So, okay, so see by 13.
See by 13.
That'll do that. You will be removing 5 from each of these.
From each of them?
Yep.
Plus 13 one. Plus 1.
Cool. 14 damage to the first one and roll the second. Lid is not happy about this armor.
That's pretty good armor, in fairness.
And they're robot men.
And I've got 6 there, so 1 damage.
Okay.
These machine gun is all show.
Machine gun is not so cool because it's good at gunning machines.
You see, the thing is that we've all been going, oh, it's a machine gun. The year 2500, what you've done is you've rocked up wearing a very stylish antique and have started trying to use it effectively against
so,
like laser.
It's a very, very, very top of the line machine gun. It's incredibly powerful. It's just the problem is that these individuals are mainly made of metal. So,
very shiny.
The bullets rip into the first one, and although it looks like the armor's taking a lot of it, there is a weak point on the neck, and you see a spurt of sort of very dark kind of red blood. It looks like there might be some engine oil in there as well. splatters out, and so that one's looking pretty worse for wear. The other one takes the bullets like a champ. So that is your turn. We're going to have to move on to...
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's the Cult of Machina. They get to have a go again. So
we have the mother left.
There are 2 left. The other 2 didn't get back up from those snowmobiles, so it's a shame for them.
Well done, Doctor Medic.
Yeah, you did all
right.
Mr. Doctor Medic.
So
we didn't all go that time.
Yeah,
we're warming to slowly earning respect.
The weight of people's heart is death.
So there's some hot NPC on NPC action as one of the Cult of Machina runs towards one of the EI agents, takes an attack, hits, and does, I think, a frankly frightening amount of damage. So 16 damage. Oh, and completely destroys that EI agent.
I feel like we should avoid the Machina people. Yeah. I feel like that would be a really, like, they're optimal
not,
strategy.
They're not friendly people. So this one was using a circular saw, which was embedded into its forearm. And does kind of what James did to the Western Federation agent, again, but a little bit more brutally, less precision, more berserk.
Oh, it's on.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to add that once Quiet Simon had eviscerated this lady, what he did then was a mime that indicated going down the stairs to hell.
Oh, dear.
Compelling. That's and the what other he's one... now while the other actions are happening.
That's fair enough. And the other one goes for you, Hugo.
Oh, dear.
And rolls a 5, so that's a pretty good hit. And this one has a... got an impact hammer. So it's going to run up to you and try and punch you off the snowmobile.
Put you on the nose.
Yeah. this one has... this one's
like a naughty kitten.
Yep.
Not so scary. So it deals you 5 plus 11, 16 damage, all in one go. Then you take your armor off of that.
Yep.
So we're moving away from 14, and we're moving on to the EI agent. Who, yeah, just, you're having a really bad day. You're at a nice party, it's the new year. Oh, look, suddenly, these guys. He whips out a longsword, and...
What?
It's an acid-etched longsword. It's like a cyber-future longsword.
That's just a fancy longsword.
Coming from cyber a lady with an antique machine gun.
Yeah, I mean really, she's like, you didn't even try.
They've worked lightsabers into this, so, you know. And it's got rate 2, so misses the first one. Hits the second one, actually. Deals a pretty nice, well, only 5 damage, but, you know, against somebody with 5 armour.
Hey, 5 is respectable.
On 11, that's Alice.
Right. So we've got one of the machine dudes over by the stage, and then we've got one towards the centre.
Yes.
Now, I do have a grenade that ignores AB, but if I throw it at the one in the middle, probably kill you as well.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
In character, would you care?
Probably not. And this is a one shot.
And you're in like meet Brin again socially, so. Just saying for flavour.
Oh, but what if I guessed again?
Then I will have my revenge. In this one shot or the next.
Oh dear.
I think economically speaking it'd be quite good if I could hit, because I'm not hitting the agent as well.
My accent during this scene is now officially Russell Crowe.
Good. Yes.
Yes, go for it. Lob your grenade.
Thank you, I shall. So I succeed with 6. Damage is 3d6.
But you maximised it because you did it over 4.
I did tonight.
Yeah, and it's plasma, so it ignores AV in grenade form. Okay, so the EI agent has melted.
Hooray!
And, let's have a look.
Ew.
Yeah, and because it rips through the armour completely, that means that the Cult of Machina individual who's been hit twice already also melts.
Yay!
So they melt into sort of a sludgy metallic pile together.
Mingle.
Yeah.
Greatest love story of
all. So different in life.
It's the most powerful narrative of this entire game.
Identical in death.
You know what? Everyone's a puddle when you think about it.
So, I think, Alice, you've got another grenade you can throw because your rate's gone up because of your hail and missile.
Do it! So
you should definitely attack these people over here.
Brin says not pointing towards himself.
Funny that.
So I'm going to attack the two Western agents using Explodey Toady.
Nice, okay.
Okay, so 21 has a 13, so it's a hit, right?
Yeah. And
max damage. Okay,
cool.
So they croaked.
Hey! Don't know they're dead yet, and I'm going to check their armour. They are...
Definitely
totally dead.
Super dead.
Totally dead.
Yeah, that armour isn't enough. They're super dead.
They're actually dead.
Is it my turn?
Good grief.
Yes, it is actually.
Yeah, I know, because I'm the only one who hasn't acted this round.
Yeah, so there's an angry metallic man who's trying to punch
with
you
a hammer.
Off. Yeah.
He's not friendly. I can tell.
You don't.
I'm going to shoot him in the neck and then roll over his prone body on my snowmobile.
Okay.
It's a very specific plan.
6. That's an excess of 11.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. Good.
5 off the first bullet.
Yes.
So that's 5 plus 11. 22 damage.
22 damage. That is a...
Oh, boy!
That is a shit.
Was that some armor? No, I don't think it was.
Is he prone? Is he prone? Can he drive over the body? Is he
I think I might be driving over the corpse at this point with 22 damage.
No. They're pretty hefty. I'm going to give him a cheeky, say, reflex athletics roll. That was bad. Yeah, he's fallen prone, so he can now be put safely ensconced beneath the snow.
At the risk of hamstringing us, does running over someone with a hover vehicle actually do anything at all?
Well, what it might be doing is some kind of horrible plasma warp thing that's 40
That's also, being underneath a hover Watsit is probably pretty bad. But it does say, hover Watsit. That's the technical term.
That's the future.
Yeah, but there are skis on the front as well. The back is being lifted, but the front is still on.
So it's more like being sanded.
Oh no, that's not meant to happen. Anyway, we'll get to that next round, I suppose.
No, I can move and shoot.
Okay.
Because of my special training.
I guess I'll roll a d10 and see what happens. Oh, I rolled a 10. That's never good. So this cult of Machina individual is
roadkill.
Moving, but not.
Oh,
not
come
much.
On!
Robot people.
Oh, yeah.
Big, scary robot people. I did actually name these the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, and their names were War, 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 and War!
With an extra A each time.
Yeah, War! It was getting more capitalised.
Well, what are they good for? The answer, sod all.
absorbing our bullets.
Yeah, they got killed pretty right good.
I rolled 17 on that damage roll on 3d6, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Alex!
Okay, cool. From where I am, can I access house systems other than security? So stuff like boilers and ovens, you know,
got
stuff.
That's what happens when you have a centralised management system.
Fools! Okay, cool. To everyone, I just go, subdermally, of course.
I mean, sub-vocally.
Even better. If everyone would care to get on the provided transport, I'll just blow the house up with everyone inside. How does that sound?
That sounds pretty
good.
That sounds
all right.
That sounds good, yeah.
I mean, you can't hear Quiet Simon's response, but it's probably fine.
Okie dokies, ladies and gents, at which point I am going to lock the house down apart from the front door. Mm-hmm. I am going to open all of the ovens on full, if it's possible to just have them pumping gas, not fire, great. I'm going to go ahead and overload the boiler, and maybe like overload any electrics I can.
So small point of order, these aren't gas ovens, these are plasma ovens.
That's better.
All the mod cons.
These are excessive.
All the super mod cons.
Let's put it another way. Anything that doesn't currently go to 11 is going to 11.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm turning the house to 11.
Right.
I just leave all my
expensive
in a little
heap. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, cool.
Stereo. I'm charging with knowledge.
Yeah. The stereo that's been built into the master bedroom starts belting out Christopher Berg's name.
So there you go. That's happening. That's
okay, cool. Yeah, and Ivanka has left a nice little boom pile as a present as well.
Sleeping all there in the middle. Still got four explosive charges in each. Have a radius of 6 meters, apparently. So.
Yeah.
You're going to set a timer on them to go off?
Yeah,
remote detonator.
So truly, cool. It is the future.
All mod cons. Yeah.
Cool. So, I guess since we've just got one very, very hurt Cult of Machina individual currently under a snowball, we'll drop out of initiative.
Great. And I just drive backwards and forwards over him a few times.
I'm gonna say that probably kills him.
Yeah. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. He wasn't very far off, and that's probably gonna finish most people off. So, what are you guys doing?
Gonna throw my leg over the snowmobile and like rear it up like it's a cool white horse.
Sure.
And then zoom out the front door.
Okay.
First one to the exit point is not covered in lights and rope. She's charming.
Everyone laughs.
She's so funny. Rubbish person.
Quiet Simon holds his tummy and rocks with mimed laughter.
Yeah.
Henry Aaron Zingers.
Classic Henrietta. are you others doing?
I just yell, Ale, Ale, Ale over the comms and drive out the front door.
Quiet Simon jumps onto another snowmobile, pats it on the bottom, digs his spurs in, zooms it out.
Do you borrow one of the West Federation cowboy hats? They're not using them.
No, I mine one.
Yes! There you go.
How amateur do you think I am? That's what everyone hears, because my performance is so...
It's fine, I'll chuck you the music.
I don't know about anyone else, but I'm a little disappointed he's not miming a snowmobile.
Just running really fast.
Ivanka, what are you up to?
She will also be getting on the snowmobile, obviously. The side saddle.
Incredible. She She's a lady.
Yes, indeed. That's before seeing
a lady. How incredibly elegant of you. So she side saddles out the front door. And Mr. Dr. Medic, how are you getting out, but also locking the house down?
There was one snowmobile I had that no one else was using, obviously, yep. Because my good friend Hugo, of course, was driving his own. So I'll pull the spare one back out and round. Mm-hmm. How big is the vent I received my items through?
It's about people sized.
I'm going to go ahead and basically just check everything's definitely 11. And for good measure, lock the door to the toilets that I originally sent those first two security guys on and just start flooding that as well, because I can.
Sure.
And then I'm going to go out through the vent, squeech through, onto my snowmobile, and then drive off. Try to rear up, fall off a little bit, because I'm not actually good. Write it up, and then follow my friends.
Fair
we've,
enough.
We've already gone so far enough. Yeah, it's like really hard for you to work out where we are.
You might need to roll.
Yeah.
To spot which direction we're driving.
Yeah, go on, perception observation. Let's have a go. I'm going to give you a minus two because it's dark.
So I needed to get less than 12, and I got 9.
Because my good friends,
they waited.
you come up behind and we're like, great!
If it's possible to have locked the front door before I left, I'll do so.
Yeah, you lock everything down.
Yeah, cool.
So as you are all driving away, it's kind of eerily silent. You've got that snow silence, and the hover engines are very quiet. And then, in the distance, you're just backlit by this weird
sort of... No one looks back.
I do! Oh!
Yeah! This orange and green light as the house
Do I have time left in this game to shoot him, or is that the end?
So, I'm going to say, the camera pans down to in front of you. The four of you, who are Dr. Medic,
Mr.
man,
Dr. Medic.
Person...
Shut up!
So Alice has had enough. It pans down with you guys in a line formation, Alex's character behind, and as you pass, he looks back and I don't know, do you wanna have a cheeky go? No? And he scoots past as well as you
guys. Wow, look at that! God!
Incredible flowering green and orange explosion behind. And you
Minus three to cool.
You hovermobile off into the night set. Because the sun's already gone down.
Did we just survive a one shot?
Yeah, it wasn't run by Johnny.
So, there we go. Hope everyone enjoyed
it. So we won!
Turns out, all we need to do is kill enormous amounts of innocent people and we win.
Champagne jacuzzis for all.
Nice. Well, thank you very much, Alice, for joining us as well. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me. It's been really fun. I've enjoyed it very much.
Well, have you back at some point.
Oh, thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Nice. So shall it
be
done?
Doesn't sound needy at all,
Ben.
Huh? Doesn't sound needy at all.
Yeah, please.
Fine,
we've got other
people.
We've got other friends. I don't need you. It'd be really nice to have you back.
It's just, it's pretty awesome.
It's just these guys forever.
I made you this shrine. Do you like it?
Can I offer a counterpoint? If Alice comes back, then Alex isn't a GM anymore and you have to be a character.
Oh, sorry.
I spent more time with you and my friends.
Yay!
Right, well, I hope the audience enjoyed it as well. And bye.
Bye! Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
So, welcome back to part three of the Corporation One Shot, which I'm wanting.
Rich, you're wanting.
I'm wanting it.
Wanting it really well.
We're in part three of the Corporation.
Rearing.
Waskety, waskety, waskety.
We are in part three. You want enunciation? I've got enunciation.
I'll enunciate your socks off.
Oh my gosh, my berry's here.
So, that was Alice. We are now...
Blood allergy!
Oh no, not blood.
The people's blood, my one weakness.
Coming up in hives. Which is definitely my biggest problem right now.
God, how selfish are you guys? Bringing all this blood in here. You knew.
So that's a critical success on five snowmills.
Swoop through like a shoal of geese. like a swarm of whales. Oh. Like a flock of starlings.
Like a murder of raccoons.
Yes!
Starlings are in flocks.
They're a murmur.
Or a flange of owls.
It's an ambush of
murmur of dolphins. So just flapping around, honking. They shouldn't be here. Why are they here? Why are they in a dance hall? They want to be in the ocean.
And
it's so difficult.
Oh, no, wait, okay. Are we, yeah? Okay. So. Oh no, Henrietta's gone a bit wrong. So
step out of it, Henrietta.
So
it's a good Tony there.
To everyone, I just go subdermally, of course.
I mean, sub-vocally.
Even better.
Yeah.
If everyone would
I've got you under my skin.
It's disgusting.
Get out
from under my skin.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.